There are several strategies I'm interested in trying out. The first one is an SIOP. This, although often used with just non-native English speakers, can also be used for your intermediate learners and if you have a classroom filled with ESL learners as well. It was rich on vocabulary and hands-on activities, using lots of graphic organizing and making sure that the students just didn't write down just a dictionary definition of vocabulary, but had rich and meaningful discussions about the vocabulary. I'm excited to try and implement some of these strategies in my own classroom. Another thing I've been reading about is repeated readings. The ability to not just read it once, but to read it three times, four times, and making sure that each time you're focusing on a different piece of the text. I think sometimes it's really hard for my ESL students or students in general who are struggling with reading to catch everything they need to the first time. This way, it not only helps their fluency, but will help their comprehension. Another practice I learned about was mental composition. I really like this, especially for my students who are maybe shy or feeling insecure about their writing abilities. This idea of first composing what you want to write mentally and discussing it and forming it will give my students the confidence they need to go ahead and write it.